Welcome back to our discussion on all things related to digital media. And Rian Yordan from Digital Marketing RJDM joins us again here on eRadio. Today we're discussing YouTube, the original video sharing platform. It's been around for many years and people still use it, funny enough. It's not like TikTok took it over and just squashed it. It's still around. Hey, Rian?
Absolutely, yes. I think YouTube, we all know that YouTube is still the most probably the best video sharing platform that you can get. And what people also don't understand about YouTube is if you put YouTube, first of all, YouTube is owned by Google. So obviously your search rankings and everything improves with all the videos that you put up. And secondly is that if you create those videos, they stay there. So you can go and create videos for your business and build on those videos, and they stay on YouTube, and they get SEO'd over and over, if I can call it that. So yes, definitely, I think YouTube is sort of a, I would almost say, a must to about 80% of businesses these days.
And also the nice thing about YouTube videos is they're not focused on being, you know, just 30 seconds or 60 or 90 seconds long like the TikTok videos. You can actually do like a full-blown movie if you like.
Absolutely. I've seen, I mean, there's 2-3 hour type of content that you can get on YouTube. I must be honest, if I look at myself, and because we also, for me, it's 3 spots for a video. You need the 10 seconds or you need maybe the 5 or the 30 seconds on a TikTok to send you to the channel or on Facebook or Instagram, one of those channels. But if I see a video is longer than 40 minutes at the most, depending on the topic, I sort of shy away because it's very rarely that I've got, unless I watch a movie type of thing. But, you know, if I want to find out more details about a company or a product, anything from 10 to 40 minutes is sort of the sweet spot. Depending on what you're saying, longer form videos is great for just leave it there if you want to, you know, promote something longer. But I would suggest if you do that, break it up in episode 1, 2, and 3 and don't go longer than 40 minutes. 40 minutes is sort of the attention span at the moment.
Yeah, I'm surprised it is actually 40 minutes. I'm thinking it's getting shorter and shorter nowadays.
Absolutely. But,
and then YouTube also, I don't know how recently, but fairly recently, came up with YouTube Shorts.
Yes. That's for the, and again, if you think about it, the YouTube Shorts as well is portrait photos like we discussed in TikTok. So it's to fill the gap for the need for portrait short forms or video content.
Yeah, exactly. So who would you say should be on YouTube, Rian?
Okay, there's two sides to YouTube. Obviously, YouTube, you can actually monetize for your company. I don't know, a lot of people don't understand how that works or how it, you know, how you can do that. You can't obviously just monetize any channel. You need to have enough viewers on it. It's usually around about 10,000 viewers, then you can monetize the channel. But for video content, for those, for the businesses, that I would say is, again, remember, this is not YouTube. You can do professional productions and you can do in the moment posts. Okay. So if you do a professional production type of thing, and you post those videos to YouTube, the nice thing about it is that if you post it on YouTube, you can just take that link and post it in your Facebook post. Facebook will actually then pull a preview from the video in, so you don't actually have to have an image to promote it as well. So the idea is, say, for example, you are a paint company, and you want, so you would use TikTok or Facebook stories or Instagram stories to say, do you want to weatherproof or waterproof your roof? And a quick 30 seconds, click, yeah. Now, that click here can either take you to YouTube or to your website, where preferably to your website where your collection of videos is, and that's where the sort of 10 to 40-minute videos come in handy. Because now you can showcase, you know, those fast-forward movies, if I can call it that. So you can show a before house roof and then speed it up where the guys are painting, and you can see how the product gets applied. And then you can take after the renovations, you can show what it looks like. So that usually is the videos that, if I say, for example, I'll find the waterproofing X, Y, Z on a story type of thing, then I want to see, I want to know more about it. That's where I'll watch videos on YouTube to educate myself. And what do you need? Is it just paint on, or is it sealants and everything that comes with it? That's the kind of information you're looking for. And that then usually converts into a sale, if that's the product you're looking for. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Definitely. But Rian, you know, one thing that usually, it used to draw a lot of people to YouTube, especially in the earlier days, is I'm going to get rich from making YouTube videos because of the monetization. Is that still going? Do you still have people, you know, the so-called YouTubers, do you still have them making big bucks every month because of people watching their content?
The scenery out there has changed. So in the beginning, when basically YouTube was sort of almost your only video channel, that worked, and the guys did make quite a bit of money, the guys that came in on the first run. Now, in order to monetize your video, I found that it's very much an emotional thing. So let me explain to you. Let's take the nails again. So if you're a woman and you want to do your nails, and you can go and watch a lot of different ideas and gather different ideas, then your viewership on that channel will obviously increase quicker because you're posting regularly and it's something, there's a niche interest for it. However, if you sell tires, you're going to, you know, a tire is, I know there's different makes and brands of tires, but I mean, if you are a guy or a business that puts tires on a car or do alignment and whatever, there's not that much that you can put onto YouTube in a long form. You know, once you, if you change one tire, you've seen it. Do you understand what I mean? Then you start running out of content again.
Yeah, how to change a tire, something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. And then most people don't want to know it. They just want to have the tire fitted. That's it. So.
Yeah.
So again, you're more creative type of industries benefits hugely from. And again, like you said, you have to target a niche. Say, for example, you are a farm stall with a bunch of kids' activities and whatever. Yes, by all means, because you can take videos of all the activities on there. And it's something that I might be looking for something to do this weekend with my family. Great, that's something that you can do. If you are selling gas, you are selling gas. You know, you can't. Nobody's ever going to be excited and say, "This Saturday, I have to go and buy a gas bottle." You know, that's a thing that just happens.
Yeah.
So obviously, your viewership on something that, like, has got an emotional attachment to it, or like I say, that goes for a niche for children, families. Everybody wants to keep the kids busy. Of course, that channel is going to do great. But like I say, if you sell gas, then that's it.
Exactly, Yasham. I feel sorry for the gas guys.
sorry to all the gas companies, but there's lots of other places where you can market. You don't have to do it just on YouTube.
Yeah, perhaps not for you.
It's just the industry.
Same, yeah, exactly.
If you're a bookkeeper.
Yeah, exactly. But Rian, what do you say to people who upload videos and they only get 6 views or so, and most of them is their own parents and family members?
Put it this way, I don't think, depending on what you do, lately there's this whole thing about guys that does online courses, but they do that's when they monetize the channels, or what they go through, what we call an OnlyFans page or something like that, where you actually have to pay to get the full video. So OnlyFans is not just for what people know it for. There's actually quite a bit of other uses for it.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm quite surprised you mentioned it.
OnlyFans for one particular reason, but I'm using that as an example. There's a portal that you can say, you know, everybody knows that you get spammed most probably with those things. Do you want to know how to learn a website? Click, yeah. Now, if you think it's a legal thing and you want to do it, then there becomes a point where you actually have to pay to get that content. So that's one side of monetizing it. The other side of monetizing is basically, say, for example, you hit a nerve with emotion. Let's call it your kiddies park is going crazy because all the family wants to come there. There's another way of monetizing your videos where I think it's about 10,000 likes or 10,000 viewers on your page. You can actually monetize that channel, which means YouTube will put an ad in that video. So you don't actually have to manage it or whatever. You just have to have a big enough audience. Then the beginning will be a 5-second video or 10-second video, or the end or whatever the case may be. And that's another way of monetizing. That's sort of like I have a like having a passive income, if I can call it that. So that's one of the other options. So there's two ways to monetize. Like I say, you can either have a payment portal at some stage, and a good example of that is these courses. If you want to know, I'm not going to even go there. I want to say, if you want to know, I'd learn how to trade Bitcoin, but please just don't sign up for those courses because about 90% of them are scams.
Yep.
But if you want to learn how Word works, and you think the guy knows what he's talking about, he's not going to give you that whole information for free. So, you know, if you think this guy is the guy that's going to teach me Word, then you can pay your $5 for the course or $10 for the course and watch the whole video and get all the infos. That's one way of doing it. And that actually works very well.
Okay.
The other thing where, the other thing that you must actually see it as is see your YouTube channel as sort of your gallery for your company. Because remember that you can take that link and post it on Facebook. You can have those links individually listed on your websites, which takes them to your channel. So unless you are somebody that sells on YouTube specifically, which is a whole, you know, niche on its own, see your YouTube. Say, for example, you're a winery and does wine tastings. Imagine how nice it will be if you 5 years later can say, well, 5 years ago, we took this 2008 vintage and here's the videos where we actually harvested it. So see, there's a suppository or depository that you can use links for in the future. I mean, that's a good example. If you're a wine farm and you're now selling your 2008 or 2010, whatever wine, you can actually go back into your YouTube channel where in 2008 somebody was harvesting it or whatever the case may be. It gives it a bit more legitimately. And it, you know, if you're a wine foodie, you would love to see what happened. Why is this wine so much better than 2016, for example?
Yeah.
You know, so that's just a good example. So see it as a collection where you can add your company details and build on it. And you can use that content 5 years later in the case of a winery or something like that.
Just on the ads, Rian, I want to ask you, why are those ads so intrusive? I mean, if you don't have YouTube Premium, you probably get bombarded by ads. But the timing of the ads is what I have a problem with. The guy is still talking in the video or whatever, he's mid-sentence, and then all of a sudden, pop, there's an ad or two or three that you can't even skip. Who determines the timing of those ads? Because they're very, very, you know, intrusive.
Yes. Okay, I must be honest, I've got YouTube Premium because I just couldn't handle the ads, so I don't have that problem so much.
I'm about to give in.
Premium, you get it. But on the other side, what you must remember is, and I don't want to get too technical, but there's various ways that you can say you want to promote your ad. One of them is impressions. In other words, somebody clicked on it. Other one goes for views or views longer than 10 seconds, that kind of thing, and all of them has got different pricing structures. So obviously, if you have that, you don't have the YouTube Premium, there is a huge demand for people saying, I want to show this ad for the first 5 seconds of this video. And YouTube is just going to show you as much content like that as possible, because that every time somebody viewed that video for 5 seconds, they cash in. So that's the driving force behind it at the end of the day is obviously views. So they will push it in as far as possible. And the only way to get out of that, if you don't want to see that bombardment of, is to go the premium way.
That's the only way.
We see it in all the social channels. On Facebook, for example, now, we struggle to share into groups because we get blocked very quickly.
Yeah.
That's another thing. So they're trying to force you to pay for the ad. The same thing if you advertise jobs on Facebook. If I did an ad for a waiter 2 years ago, we got flooded with 200 comments and people interested, and about of that 200, about 190 was not even qualified to be, because at the moment, if we post a waiter ad, we have to run it, and the person doesn't put budget behind it. If you get two or three applications for that, it's a good, you know. So jobs are also being deranked because they want you to pay if you want to advertise jobs. So it all goes back to the money aspect at the end of the day.
Exactly. And thank you so much. That was a very nice summary of YouTube today. Thank you to you, Rian Yoldaan, from RJDM. Just lastly, how do we get in touch with you?
Thank you, Ian, and thank you to the listeners. If you want more information, we've also got some other video clips and stuff. Just go to our website, rjdm.co.za, and all the contact details are there as well.
Thank you so much. And then next week we will do the final one for 2024 before the festive season kicks in. And that's going to be on Pinterest. So that's going to be interesting as well, because I'm not so familiar with that platform. So I want to ask Rihanna a couple of questions.
That's a very good very good one to discuss for the last one for the year, because if you want to get ideas for your Christmas decorations, Pinterest is the way to go.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm looking forward to that. Rihanna, until next week, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Attention business owners and entrepreneurs. Are you ready to take your online presence to new heights? Look no further than Rian Jordan Marketing, your one-stop solution for all your digital needs. Whether it's a stunning website, top-notch hosting services, eye-catching graphic designs, or social media marketing to boost your online presence, we can help. Our dedication to excellence and a track record of success is what sets us apart. Rian Jordan Marketing is trusted by both South African and international clients, delivering results that speak for themselves. Don't miss out on the opportunity to transform your online presence. Contact Rian Jordan Marketing today and let us turn your digital dreams into reality. Visit our website at rjdm.co.za or give us a call at 087-1488-408. Rian Jordan Marketing. Your success is our priority.